Everything doesn't have to be so darn prescriptive. Today I want to talk about assessment and accountability, not just for your student, but for yourself. Last night I had the opportunity to take part in a birthday party that was a body butter making session designed with intention, and we talked about self-care journeys and so many other things. What I realized is everybody's on this quest for self-care now. And once again, the world has found a way to put labels around something that is designed to be extremely personal, just like we do with progress, just like we do with growth in education. As the women went around the room and shared each one of their self-care journeys, they talked about how they're taking more intentional time with themselves, how they're being more intentional with skincare practices, or taking time to get their nails done, hair done, travel, spending time by themselves. All the things that we see being commercialized and marketed to women nowadays are the stories that I heard over and over and over again in the room. And it forced this reflection on my end. For many, many years now, since women have embraced the concept of self-care, I have been super critical of myself because I didn't believe that I had a self-care routine or a self-care practice, because I'm not one that is enticed or driven or motivated by some of the things that some of my other female counterparts are. I'm not the girl that's going to go and get my nails done, hair done. I don't care much about makeup or face care or cleansing routines for skincare and things of that nature. Just has never been who I am. And that's not a knock to my sisters who that's important to and who value that. I celebrate you. I champion you. That just isn't who I am. What I realized last night is I actually do have a very dedicated self-care routine, only mine isn't labeled. I love to be in nature, whether that's a walk, laying outside in my grass in the sun, walking around with my shoes off. That's even been labeled now, grounding or earthing, whatever names you want to give to it. I've been doing it my whole life because it's just who I am. I like to find myself playing in creeks and looking at rocks and sometimes just going outside to breathe in fresh air. When I think about my journey over the years, I've become more intentional about spending more time doing the things that bring me peace and joy and being okay with not having labels on those things. And last night I realized that I've spent the last 2 years at least saying that I hadn't made progress or I hadn't performed well enough in an area that the world had put labels on, when actually that wasn't true at all. I'm probably more progressive than most people in my circle and more intentional about my self-care. I just hadn't labeled it. And it made me think about my students who day to day are often overcoming struggles, some seen and some unseen. They are learning more than we could ever account for on an assessment. They are experiencing more than we could ever give feedback for from us personally, because we don't know the intricacies of the journey that they're on internally. And so I just wanted to pause today to say, take the labels off. Stop allowing progress to be determined by what somebody else says it should look like. Stop allowing the performance indicators, especially if you are a person who has chosen to go on an alternative education journey. But even if you're not, don't be defined by what other people put out as labels of success. Be true. Pause for just a moment and think about your child or your children or the children that you serve. Who were they 3 days ago compared to who they are today? Spend time in that. Sit with that. And if you don't actually see them getting better day by day, then reflect on why not and do something about it. Challenge them in a different way, in a creative way. If you haven't seen growth, tell them to cook something. If they're never in the kitchen, they'll grow in that capacity. If you haven't seen growth in them, tell them to go out for a walk and stop and look at and find 15 things that they've never paid attention to before. In that, there's growth. We have to stop allowing these labels and other people's successes to determine and define for us the markers that we're trying to hit. Because I promise you, if you pause and be reflective, you and the children that you're serving are growing moment by moment. And that is enough.